We have every intention of starting just in a moment or so. We want to keep you on time, want to get up you out of here as promised, no later than 9, probably significantly earlier than that, if everything goes well. Again, what we'd ask, citizens, please come up to the forward tables. Before we actually introduce the mayor, I just want to tell you a couple things that may help you this evening. Around the outside are sitting members of city staff from the various departments, Parks, Library, Overture, and Monona Terrace. They're here to listen, to observe, and to answer questions that you have specific about their organizations and their services. We also have a significant percentage of our city council here. Alders, could you please raise your hand? So they're here also to listen. They're not here to lead discussion. They're here for you to share your thoughts amongst yourselves and also with them. And we have some other city staff that have either red or blue, I think just red name tags floating around to also be able to answer questions for you. If we could, we're going to start right away, get right into the meat of the meeting. Would you please welcome Mayor Soglin?
Thank you, and thanks to all the city staff who are going to do an awful lot of listening tonight. Can we have a show of hands for how many people are participating in this session for the first time of one of these value-based discussions? Oh, that's great. That really is. This is an idea that's been utilized in several other cities. We actually did it here in Madison to a very small extent with a couple of city agencies many years ago. But the idea is to have a value-based discussion upon what's important for residents of our community. So when we get to the point of sorting out how we're going to allocate resources, we're doing it as it reflects the needs and the desires. We want to stay away from line items. I'll give you an example. Let's take school crossing guards. Rather than having a discussion about school crossing guards, let's focus on the importance of pedestrian and bicycle safety, and then we work towards how we get there. Normally, and by statute, what happens is sometime during the summer, the city agencies start preparing budgets. They send their recommendations to the comptroller, and at that point, now the finance director, and at that point, the finance office and the mayor sit down, meet with all the agencies, and out of that comes the executive budget, which is released sometime in September. And then we have a process where the Board of Estimates goes over the budget, and finally, as we get towards deer hunting season, it's adopted. There are public hearings scheduled. And those public hearings are statutory, and they're usually sometime in mid-October or even early November in some instances. If you think about it, 99% of the budget is completed at that point. If you really want to have impact on the budget, you'd want to participate before the agencies even began their submissions. And that's why we've got this process. We didn't start that early this year. Those of you who enjoy this and like the participation, be prepared to come back as early as next April or May. So we get a real head start in regards to this kind of discussion. We've made some modifications in the process already. We're learning as we go along. We've been doing the budget certainly about 50, 60 years now with the present format of having what's considered to be an executive budget. It's probably going to take us a number of years to really get this right. We'll never get it perfect. And I think what's so important here is that you reflect not just about your values, what you think is important for our community, but also that you give thought to how this worked and how you think we can make it better. We'll have that discussion towards the end. One of the things that's important for the council, for the city staff, and myself, is that you, in effect, in terms of weighing your values, make tough choices. I've been through 19, this is my 20th budget as an elected official. I'm pretty confident that we have never had a situation as bad as this in the post-World War II era. My guess is that we may be in a situation that's actually worse than what our municipality went through during the Great Depression. But it's a strong, vibrant community that we share. And one of the things that I know is a thread that runs through our community is people evaluating services not just based on what it does for them and their family, but also what it does from their friends and neighbors. I can recall in this very neighborhood, and I've recounted this story many times, back in 1975, there was an election. I was running for mayor. We had a coffee at a home near here, perhaps 30 people in the living room, one of those 5 to 6 o'clock things, and we're having a discussion about taxes. And at some point, a little disagreement occurred between some of the folks in the room. And all of a sudden, 30, 35 people were all talking at once. Nobody cared about the candidate. I just kind of stepped back. And after a while, order was brought back to the discussion. And I can't remember the individual. All I remember is that he was a UW professor. And he said the following: I know I pay higher taxes by living in Madison than if I'd lived in some other community, but I don't mind paying those higher taxes if I'm confident that the money is well spent and that the people who need the services are getting those services. I think that attitude is prevalent today. There's a big difference, a very big difference. And the difference is, unlike 30 some years ago, unlike a decade ago, unlike just 3 years ago, we're in a situation where many of our friends and neighbors have taken rather significant cuts in their income, 8% and more in some instances. And so we have to be very considerate and conscious of their needs as well as those who receive the city services, at least that they not have to receive more public services in the future. Well, with that, I'd just like to thank everyone for being here. It should be a lively and interesting hour and a half to go yet. And again, I want to thank the city staff, Carl, Guy, some folks from IT, Sally from my office, and some others who worked very hard to put this together.
All right, we're going to walk through very quickly our agenda and then get right into the meeting. If you notice on the board, we have a very, if you want to call it a pictograph of the budget process, abbreviated process. Up in the upper right-hand corner is where we are today. We're one of 5 budget discussion groups. This is the 4th. We'll have one more next week. We will bring these to conclusion next week. Things that are heard will be aggregated, brought together. This information will be shared with the mayor, with the city council, And then the mayor, working off with the finance officer, will look at each agency's request using the information plus what they've heard today to create the executive budget. That will be presented no later to council than the beginning of October. And once that is in place, then some various hearings will be referred to the Board of Estimates and other committees to take a look at it. We'll come back to council in early November. At that time, amendments will certainly come to the fore, and then ultimately approval of the budget will occur in mid-November, at the latest the 17th of November. Now, if we could talk about where we are tonight. As we mentioned, remember, we've already talked about introductions, we've done some welcoming. We want to move actually into values. We talked about that for about 20 minutes. We've got a revised schedule. Maybe it hopefully matches that. Maybe there's one little change that we've made in that. But we're going to talk about values. You're going to very quickly, and then we're going to have you do an exercise around values. We'll come back, and we'll talk about, Carl will introduce the services we're going to look at tonight, and then you will rate those relative to the importance to you as an individual, to you as a member of your neighborhood, and ultimately to our city. Then we'll have a group discussion. That group discussion will be based on looking at what we said as we prioritize our values, and also looking at the services and how we rated their importance. We'll wrap up, and we promise to get you out of here no later than 9, perhaps a little earlier. As a point of reference, we have up on the chart up on the board, simply where our tax bill, when you get it, when you receive it, where that money goes. And you can see that the largest piece of that pie actually goes to the school district. Roughly 47% of that levy that you pay goes to the school board. As you can walk around the pie, you notice about 35% goes to the city, 10% to the county, then down to Madison Area Technical College, and a small amount to the state of Wisconsin. Okay, where does that money come from when we do our budget? Where does it come from? The largest percentage by far comes from property taxes, almost three-fourths. About 15% come through other intergovernmental payments, and then the last would be local revenues. Now, how does that get broken up? If you look at it, and if you see in the lower left-hand corner, the largest percentage of that goes to public safety, police, fire, public health. 43%+ of the budget is consumed by those agencies. Then we go, as we work around counterclockwise around the pie, we have a significant percentage, over 22%. They go to the, if you want to call it, some of the other basic services, metro transit, traffic engineering, assessors, so on and so forth, engineering, traffic engineering. Then we go over towards, again, 12%. That are more related to some of the administrative functions of the city. We have a small percentage going to our community development operations and some of the mayor, common council, and the municipal court. We're going to focus tonight specifically on parks, library, Winona Terrace, and the Overture Center. Our budget is on the next page of this. No, it isn't on the next page. But, well, we tried to put it. Well, given what we know, as the mayor has said, this is a very tough time. Very tough decisions have to be made. Think about the mayor and the council. They're making decisions that are going to have a long-term impact on our city. And how do we want them to make those? Well, they would love your input on what are the values that they should be thinking about as they make those decisions. And what are values? Just as it suggests, values are, if you want to think of it, they're kind of the web and weave of a society. They're those things that are behind, they're below the surface, but are those things that people enlist to in. They're those things that people gravitate towards. They're those things that have importance and are those things that you find important to you. So what we're going to do this evening, so our first activity is at your table in front of you, everybody has a list of some generic values. We started with a very large list and kind of pared them down into six overarching values. And what we'd ask you to do is take a look at those lists individually first, and then rate them in order of importance to our city from your perspective, from one to six, with one being the most important for our city, and six being, in this case, least important, even though we know they're all important values. So take a few minutes, go ahead, rate them individually, and then we'll bring you back together and we'll have you work about it together. Okay, now, I'm assuming that most of you have rated them individually. Would you use the tally sheet that's at your table to simply record how each person rated each one and simply add them across the column to come up with a total ranking?
This program is coming to you from WIDELP 99.1 in Madison. We continue now with the concluding part of the program.
Okay, now that you're pretty much tallying them up, I want you to take a look at those values that you just rated. Take a look at them. Have a little discussion at your table. Does this make sense for our city? Look at them from highest importance to lowest importance. Thinking about our city, does this really make sense? Thank you. I'm very impressed at the intensity of the discussions already. When we stand around the perimeter and we hear the level of conversation, not just in volume, but the quality of the discussions, it's really, really profound, and it's something that we feel very good about. So you're doing a marvelous job. What we'd like to do now is just take a couple of minutes to ask you, well, what kinds of things were you talking about in your values and discussion? Was this easy? What revelations, what things came to the fore? What things to you were things that you noted that you could agree upon? So we'll just put the question on the table and give you several minutes. Feel free to raise your hand and we'll record and have your ideas, please. Please.
Well, I think we basically agreed that basic services and daily life, that's just correcting on that.
Could everyone hear that?
No.
No, I'll give you a microphone.
Is it sound?
Yes.
I think that, you know, that goes without even thinking about that basic services and daily use would probably have to be at the top of the list for everybody. Not that the other things aren't important, but that's the basic thing.
Thank you. Other thoughts? Other ideas that came up? No other thoughts?
Is that why you're holding my phone down? At our table, we have consistency in rating of basic services was one across the board. And we also agree consistently with on sustainability planning is in the middle of the path. What we found interesting was growth and development. We had a dichotomy between it about split evenly and growth and economic development. Social justice, we had a couple of twos and the rest were four fives, basically. So there was a split on how that is seen as being part of the dependencies and interdependencies among all these values.
other thoughts you'd like to share? Things you'd like to, values that you want the mayor and the city council to hear? Carl, here's a hand.
Our group had, we had the basic services as number one unanimously, and number two, we were, our second choice value was almost unanimous, and that was that we put growth as the last, as number six, because our feeling was that if we have all of the other things, that that is what will spur growth and development and moving to our community. It's having the right community.
Other thoughts you'd like to share with the council members?
We've also came in with basic services first. Closely behind, surprisingly closely, because of sustainability and planning. And there was some discussion about how public spaces, portions of that might have better been combined with what's called a green ecosystem basic services. And the last place was growth and economic development. I think probably a lot of similar to the other group in that people probably feel that that has to follow providing the basic stuff, including the ecosystem services. Thank you.
Anyone else would like to share their thoughts at their tables for the please?
So we had basic growth and we had a lot of accomplishments and so on. We were a little dismayed with the department group that public spaces were distributed and lasted by quite a bit.
Any other thoughts, please?
I thought that there's a bias in the narrative in that growth and economic development are separate from the other categories, and that forces us to vote into Grantham when really those other categories should generate growth, especially for making the green jobs.
Other thoughts? Was there any group that did not have basic services in daily life as number one?
Every group did.
You had it as number two. I'm going to turn it over to Carl, and as Carl starts, we're going to ask Chris and some of the other people, please collect your tally sheet. What we're going to be doing with your tally sheet is compiling it and having it ready for our last discussion.
Well, thanks. Keep in mind the values discussion, because when we come back later in the evening, one of the things we're going to do is combine that thought about the values that are important to you as well, as looking at the services that we're going to go through and talk about here. And then I mean, some of the points are well made in terms of that some of the things that like economic development come out of other kinds of basic service kinds of things as we do. So there's a good discussion that continue. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about these community spaces and particularly the library, Nona Terrace, Overture, and then we're going to talk about parks. In the library, you can see there's a accessibility of collections are important, making that collection accessible both in the libraries themselves, the locations that we have, as well as online, that kind of thing. Customer assistance, a variety of services that are done there, and connectivity issues is really important as well. Lots of people coming into the library now looking for research, getting help with using computers. Lots of ebook services that you might not even be aware of that the library's offering, doing those kinds of things as we go forward. Events and classes, not only for children, but also youth programming that they do, but there's a lot of book clubs, other kinds of things that are offered, book discussions that are offered at the library, very, very important. And then the fact that they're community spaces, and we have nine locations scattered around the city, and have been a very important part of sort of public learning and public spaces in the city of Madison. Feel free if you have a question as we go along to ask those. When we go to this prioritization of services here, we'll talk a little bit about, you can have a chance to go and ask questions of staff who are here as well. Madison Parks, maintain parks and facilities. You may not be aware, but we have over 200 park buildings, for example. We have 6,500 plus acres of parkland throughout the city. The division of the Parks Group is the maintain and expand the urban forest. If you think about street trees, we have over 100,000, 105,000, I think, street trees on the boulevards in the city of Madison. So a major part of that is done through there. This management maintaining of community and recreational services, think about things like the pool, all the park services that are offered again in these parks scattered all throughout our city. Management of Ulbrich Gardens, the Botanical Garden. We have a world-class facility that provides this garden on the east side, near east side. Long-range parks planning and open space planning. You may not realize that there's a plan there that looks at future needs, also looks at how the best use needs that we have within the park system itself. And then there's also managing the golf enterprise. We have four golf courses, 72 holes, that are used very heavily by citizens throughout our community. So they're part of the Parks Division as well. Winona Terrace and Conference Center. Three big goals that they have here, providing community gathering space. You've all probably been down there and enjoyed the rooftop and also the space within the building itself. A tourism destination, the Frank Lloyd Wright design, and the lakes have been a great draw for people there. And it also acts as a great economic catalyst for the local community, not only the conference and convention business, but also the spin-off businesses, people here in town spending money on those kinds of things as they go forward. And then Overture. We have the Overture Center for Performing Arts. Here we've got the plan to provide ticketed free and low cost artistic experiences for the community. We have hundreds of thousands of people who come to events at Overture. Education experiences for students, so 40,000 students go through and have experiences there. Think about things like the Tommy Awards, which is a very interesting event to go to. I just was at earlier this year. And then the support, too, of local artists with subsidized rent, top-notch performance in the gallery space, the building there, and all the space that's provided to the resident companies along with what is done in Overture as well. So that's a quick and dirty overview of what we've done. Like I mentioned to you in the back, and as you walked in, you may have seen that there are staff from the various service agencies that we're talking about tonight. We'd be happy to answer any questions you might have specifically about that. You can also talk at your table. And what you'll see on the wall here, there are four different sheets. And basically the key items that I had just mentioned, the key services that were mentioned, are there. And you'll see there's a little grid. Now, on that grid, it has low, medium, and high priority. And then it also has what's important to you, what's important to your neighborhood, and then what's important to the city. So what we'd like you to do when you have over the next 20 minutes or so, again, if you have questions that need answering or you want to talk to some people about the services, certainly feel free to do that. You can staff around the room here and then also staff in the back with awards there and in-depth conversation. But when you have a minute, you've got a pencil or a marker, what you'd like to do is come and mark these grids, right? And once you've done that, you come back to your table and we'll have a discussion related to that afterwards. Any questions on that? We'll be happy to help too as you go. But again, if you've got specific questions you want to have answered by staff, they're in the back. And then in the next 20 minutes or so, we'd like you to do is come up here and give us your ranking, your priority of these boards. All right, let's come back together as a group. Yeah. What do you have any? I like all this energy going on when you go through this process, so. And share some of your thoughts on this process. Did people find it easy to go and put their ratings up there, that kind of thing? It looked like a lot of people went back in the back as well and asked a number of questions of staff, so I think that helped clarify that process. Just to give you an idea, one of the things that we're doing with this information, and we'll talk about this at the very end of the wrap-up as well, is we'll take this information and we'll be compiling it for review by the Mayor and the Common Council. And if you are interested in voting on some of the other services are being offered. Remember, we have five of these different sessions, which are covering five different topic areas. Today being community spaces and parks, but there's one that talked about administrative services, another talked about infrastructure, the initial one talked about community services, community development, and the one we're having next week is going to talk about public safety, police, fire, and public health. If you want to make commentary on those, on the city's website, and I'll show you the web address as we go to it, it's basically cityofmadison.com/budgetprocess. You can go and take a survey, which has this format for each of the different 14 different agencies that came up. And it probably would take you 20 minutes or so. We've had over 650 people already fill that survey out. So if you're interested in doing more, providing more feedback to us, we're taking that data as well and bringing that into play with this. But as we go through and make a discussion, a couple other points. People from Overture wanted me to just point out to you, with Overture transitioning to a working with the Overture Foundation as of January of this next year, 2012, about only 10% of their budget will, probably less than 10% of their budget will be city funded. It'll all be going through the foundation and their fundraising efforts that way too. So bear that in mind. But let me turn it over to Guy real quick, because we've done a calculation just to give you an idea of what we've observed from the values discussion earlier.
All right, thank you all for filling these out. We went through them, and simply all we did was go through and looked at everybody's rating for each one, total them up across the columns, and here's what we came up with. You can see it that far away, the one that came out as the most important was basic services of daily life. I think when we asked the question, almost every table came up with that. Then all the rest seemed to cluster very closely together. Responsibility was number two, and this is actually the first time that we've had responsibility this high in any of the other sessions. It was a total of 172 points. Again, realized the higher that number, actually the lower the importance is. Sustainability and planning was third, 183 points. Social justice and community, 203 points. I have to be able to see this. Growth and economic development, 212. And sixth was public space and community space, 214. Now, let me just ask, does this make sense? Think about our city. Does this really make sense? That we'd have one that stands out from all the rest, and then kind of a very close cluster of the rest. Does it, when you think of our city, is this the view that you see it through? Is this the lens, those values? Or do you see this as a little off? What's your thoughts? Please. If you would, if you could stand up, please.
The difficulty I had was looking at this for about 5 seconds of voting. So I can't actually say that represents a good view of my view without looking at this for again.
Yes.
So that probably is a downside in my opinion as far as where this goes. The other question that came up was, how is all this going to relate to the budget process? What do you do with this information?
Okay. I'm going to hazard a quick answer, and then I'm going to ask anyone else that wants to jump in and on this one. We will take this and we'll simply compile the information we receive from each one of the sessions. We'll create what's, some of you may have ever heard of what a pyramid chart is. A pyramid chart simply puts everything on one axis, and it says, it gives you an idea how many people rated this low, medium, and high. By percentage, I shouldn't say how many, but by percentage. So you see the rating proportion from one to the other. Some will have more of a higher importance than others. But that information will be presented to the council as well as the mayor's office. We'd like to have this done the end of the first week of September, so the mayor can, and the finance officer can get working on the executive budget. It's something for the council to reflect on over as they start thinking about the process. We realize it's not a perfect instrument. We can't statistically claim that it is a perfect representation, but it's our first opportunity to get your input, get some kind of thought process for you of values, and then how does that relate to our perspective on departments of services?
One thing I'll add to that is that we also we want to publish this back out to the community. So you'll see this again. I mentioned that the budget website, and I'll show you that in the very last slide, is that we would give you a chance to go back and look at the information we're also going to pass out to the mayor and the council as well. So you get a chance to sort of look at that. And be conscious too, if you remember the first flow chart, we showed there's a number of other public hearing opportunities to come and talk about budget issues if there are things that are important to you as well as we go forward through this process. Couple things just to, you know, again, you see the information here in terms of the values discussion. You have a chance to sort of go around and look at the charts. What did you learn from this? And this is, again, with your table team, maybe have a little bit of a discussion around this. And then also, are there key things that you would like the Common Council and the mayor to be aware of? Making sure that we have that information. There's a couple of things you can do. There are comment boards over there, but we'll also come back as a group and have a discussion around this probably in about 15 minutes or so. Does that make sense? We'll give about 15 minutes to sort of talk through that. You'll see the last one, we'll put a board a chart up as well. If you've got thoughts on how to make this a better process next time, as the mayor's mentioned, is that we want to get this done earlier in the process next year. If there are ways you think about that we can make this more effective or efficient, more meaningful for you, let us know that as well, and we'll put up a chart you can write that on as well later on. Question then, so just again, talk to yourselves, but have a conversation around what do you think, what have you learned from this, and are there things that you'd like the council and the mayor to know, with regards to your discussion. So take a few minutes to do that, we'll come back and talk about it again as a group. Anybody like to make a comment about what they talked about their table or a learning that they had by doing this values and services discussion today? But what's something that people have learned? Or is there anything they'd like to share with a larger group? Go ahead.
With regard to the process, we sort of felt it would be nice if you could actually show us beforehand a little bit of what the council actually sees. You mentioned the pyramid, but it'd be nice to just kind of see what this information is being bestowed back to in the end.
Yeah, so
it's sense, much better sense of what we're doing. It's a pretty complicated process.
Right.
That's the other part.
Yeah, no. Did everybody hear that? So, some upfront, I think actually now that we've gone through this process once.
We're beta testers.
You're the beta testers, that's right. So you beta us now. When we come back next time, we'll be able to show an example of, here's the results we got from these meetings last time and go from there. But I think this was a new process, and again, we wanted to have this as much more of a conversation. Right? That was the other part of it, because you know, Don, normally these things go in a budget hearing, you get your 3 minutes to come up and speak at the microphone, and we spend, 8 hours, listening to 3 minute speeches from a number of people, and it's one way to gather information, but again, we wanted to have a more broad conversation with you as well. So, other thoughts or comments? Go
ahead. Given the population maps, and I can't help thinking that the number of people responding to this effort online and in person is fairly small. And do you feel that it's representative of the city as a whole?
I don't know, as Guy and we talked about statistically, no. But I think part of what we want to do is, feedback is feedback, and we want to get your feedback, and the people who self-select to come to these meetings or self-select to go onto the website and do that. It's important for us to hear, and we want to hear that. And so we'll try and get better and try to improve the number, but certainly, statistically, we wouldn't see it as a, it wouldn't be something we'd write our dissertation on.
Go ahead. I'd just like to not complain. I like this. Congratulations. This is much better than 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
When we're ready to wrap up, I'd like to address that question.
Yeah. Other, any other thoughts that people have? Go ahead.
On bullet number three, It would be great if you could use clickers so that we could have immediate feedback. You'd have the electronic data right away, and you could also pull in previous data.
Yeah, so look at other open admission phone apps and other kinds of things, where somebody can get immediate feedback and those kinds of things. So, we're somewhat privileged in our data gathering information, but we'll, again, this is a good improvement idea of how we can discuss it. Other thoughts from people? Let me just give the one last slide again, and then I'll turn it over to the mayor and others. I guess kind of a recap of things that we've already said, but the address for the website, particularly if you're interested in taking the survey to give feedback on all the different elements that services, for example, that agencies are talking about. You'll be able to see them all and do that. We've had over 600-plus people, 650 people already fill that out. We'll continue that. We have one more session coming up next week on the 31st. Again, guys mentioned we're going to aggregate the data. We're going to provide that data back to you, as well as provide it to the council and the mayor's office. And I thank you all for coming. Let me turn it over to Marisol.
I don't know why Sally Miley does these things, but she took account of the council members who were here. We had 14 of the 20 council members who were here at one point or another. Which when we consider that this is the month that the council's on vacation, not bad. This question about self-selection and pluralism is a very interesting one. And yes, as I go over this and I look at the material that's provided, I do take that into account. This is the fourth session. At the first session, which was at the Urban League, we had clearly the most diverse group in terms of age. And even there, we didn't have a lot of folks. How many of you, come on, how many of you are under 30? How many of you are, come on, under 35? Okay, we're getting somewhere. But the point is, at that first meeting, the first session at the Urban League, we had our best turnout in terms of diversity on age, diversity in terms of ethnic, racial background, that sort of thing. So we have to keep that in mind as we look at the data. The other thing is that if you recall from your civics class, since you're all, with the exception of three of you, over the age of 35, one of the fascinating things about this country and our democracy is the nature of pluralism, and that while we have majority rule and we have appreciation for the rights of minorities, one of the things we do is we factor in intensity. And that's more perhaps of an art than a science. But if you've got a majority that really does not feel very intense about their position and is rather blasé about it, and we have a very committed minority, we do oftentimes, when we vote, take into account the greater importance this is to the minority. So that factors into it. But I can tell you, as we've had discussions already about the capital budget, some of the inputs, the results from these sessions has had a bearing on thinking. I suppose, when the capital budget comes out, later the operating budget comes out, you'll say, well, that's not nearly anything that I suggested. Well, we'll work on it. But an example occurred today, and are the IT folks still here? Paul's in the back over there in the other room. Here come the IT folks. One of the things that you have not indicated as a high priority in any of these sessions, at least not as high as some other things, is information technology and what we're doing with the city. And yet, when you talk about efficiency, what we do with our computer system, with our hardware, with our data management, has a tremendous impact on everything that's done. Now, today, as we went through another session on the capital budget, we made cuts in the parks area, we made cuts in public works, in engineering, and in IT. And in some of these instances, instead of cutting specific things, as we did with IT, we said to Paul and his staff, you come back and tell us which cuts have the least impact. So in some of these instances, we're leaving it to the professional staff to make the judgments about what's the best outcome. But when we're doing this, the thing for you to keep in mind is over somewhere else, you may have sent a message, we want better quality city services, right? And you're thinking mostly about snow removal, garbage collection, and that sort of thing. Well, the physical act is one thing. The scheduling, the monitoring, the designing of routes, that may all be in the activities that's happening in IT. And so when we say to them, you've got to make some cuts, we've also got this perspective is how does it impact these other values that you express. I don't know if we're going to get it right, just bear with us. So I hope in some way I've tried to answer that question, both in terms of self-selection, in terms of intensity, pluralism, and also how we translate what you're communicating into our actual actions.
This is concerning the lack of diversity here. Me and my partner here, we worked out here an hour late because we had no idea where this was. This was not on a bus here, way out of the way. Where the first one on South Park Street, it's just like a short distance away from the South Transfer Point. I would just offer a suggestion just to make the locations a little bit more accessible and most people are going to have a more diverse community here.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Is that it, or is there any final comments?
Responsibility. You want to ask him about that? How about responsibility and why he wants numbers?
Oh, I'm going to have to be the one to do that?
Okay.
All right. I got a question. All those hands for people who live within 3/4 of a mile of this church. That doesn't count for it.
Yeah.
All right, I had a theory. I attended a meeting here at the church about 2-3 years ago where there was a neighborhood activity, and there was a great deal of discussion about responsibility and the issues that are being confronted in some of the neighborhoods here on the southwest side. And there was a good deal of discussion about personal responsibility, and I just wondered if one of the reasons that issue came up, so that value came up so high here, was it an outcome of discussions that some of you had before on that issue in this very facility? But obviously that theory's wrong.
Yeah, no government grant in that.
Well, everyone, thanks for coming. We won't hold you to the rough 9 o'clock. We appreciate your input, and thank you again for participating in the civic duty that you have. And we look forward to talking with you again either next year or maybe next week at the session we have.